This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, do me and Chris even like each other? Why people in England need to do some work? And a 1D tribute band who believe they are actual One Direction. People keep telling me it's coming home.
Yeah.
Right. So my mum arrived at my house this morning. She was like, all right, Scott. First thing she said was like, it's coming home.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
Sandra.
I'm like, what do you mean, Sandra? No way is this still the theme to Match of the Day. Is it?
Yeah.
Hello.
Obviously, very exciting day for England fans and Colombia fans.
Yes. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm not talking to you, Scotland. And I'm not talking to you, Wales or Northern Ireland. You're fine. You're more than fine. But England, can everyone do some work, please? Because no one is doing anything here today, and I feel it's like that through the whole country.
It really annoys you.
Right. It feels like the bit between Christmas and New Year when no one does anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a bit like when you walk outside of the BBC here, there's a table tennis table, and staff are encouraged to go there and play table tennis.
Well, maybe do some
and
work.
Scott will walk past this table tennis people and tell them to get on with some work.
Yeah.
Do some work.
While you're here, work.
I also would like to play you the guy from Newsbeat that was on earlier, by the way, reminds me totally of you if you had to answer a question, didn't really know what you were talking about.
Okay.
Just the way he... I don't know what it is, just okay. The way he talks.
Here he is.
I'm really nervous, yeah. I've got a hunch that it's going to Pens.
Oh, don't say Pens, hon.
Pens.
It's going to Pens, yeah?
It's going to Pens, yeah?
Do you say Pens?
Well, I don't think I do. I think I say penalties, but...
That's fine.
I can imagine... It would be one of those phrases that you would learn and just wheel out if someone said, yeah, what do you think is going to happen in the game tonight? Yeah.
Well, probably 2-1. It's probably going to go to Pens.
I think it'll go Pens,
I'm really nervous, yeah. I've got a hunch that it's going to Pens.
What's your hunch? Also, how would you take a pen? I love the idea of this.
What do you mean?
Well, there was big talk that really when you take a penalty, what we need, if it does go to that, is just someone to stand up and just absolutely cane at the goal.
Right.
What would you do if you were taking a penalty? Bear in mind the pressure, there's loads of people watching, a whole stand, the nation's watching. Do you know what I mean? Like, would you try and be a bit tricky with it? What would you do?
I do like at sports, like at school, would I just take a note from my mum?
No!
You can't do it today, sorry. I'm fine with the football, England. I'm fine with it. I'll be there later, but it's not until 7. And none of you are actually playing, yeah? So just enjoy it later at 7 and stop saying we as well, because you're not playing. All right, thank you.
Scott Mills.
Richie's been on from Leicester going, is Annie Mack actually spending every waking moment listening to new music? Does she ever shower, take a drink? Yeah, obviously, but yes, she is. Don't question it, Richard.
On her hands and knees there, just scouring the ground there for anything she can pick up, any kind of new music, digging into the ground.
She's here, she's there, she's here, she's there. She's like looking for new music.
Yeah.
And she presents it every night at 7 p.m. on Radio 1.
Yeah. Listen, I've got a little bit of a show and tell that I wanted to bring to you today.
Okay.
And I think it's a good one. It's something that I've seen advertised around where I live, and I really wanted to go, and I've missed it annoyingly. But I looked up a couple of videos about it, and I think it could be a good thing for us to talk about today.
Was it like a gig?
Yeah, it's a gig that I missed out on with a very, very famous band, but not quite as it seemed when I first thought.
What, and it's already been and gone?
And it's been and gone, but good news is they perform in other places as well.
Okay, awesome.
I think you might like it.
Okay, 1:40 we'll do that.
Scott Mills.
It's mad how people in England are planning for tonight. This person says, I'm getting the beers, cider and caffeine-free Coke in for our house right now. I've rearranged my Pilates class.
Wow.
I know, like, people are really, really planning for this tonight.
Well, mate, I went to the supermarket last night to stock up on things for the barbecue.
Oh, you having barbecue tonight?
Barbecue, of course. And
thanks for inviting me.
And it was... Well, no, I don't want you there, because it would...
What do you mean?
Because you just keep looking at the screen. I know what you're doing. You keep going... You've got a new catchphrase at the moment, which I can't say on the radio, but it's where you're quite rude and you just shout it loud in my face at pretty much everything.
What is it? Oh, yeah, I do that. Yeah, sorry. Said it off
air. It's like...
Yeah.
It was really prominent at my stag do as well, because we were watching a lot of football.
And I was like, oh.
And you didn't realise what you were saying, but you kept looking up at the screen and then going... Oh. I can't say it.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah, I understand why I'm not there.
Anyway, so you're not there, and I went to the supermarket yesterday... And I said to the lady, I was like, excuse me, where do you keep all the meat? Because normally it's just in the aisles, isn't it?
Like, right. Well, yeah, you go to the meat aisle,
I'm
right?
looking around this meat aisle, right? And all the curtains are down. I'm thinking, what's going on here?
What, like, the shutters are down?
The shutters were down.
Is this like a big supermarket?
It's huge. One of the like bigger ones, if anything.
Right.
And shutters are down. So I go over to the lady and say, excuse me, have you got any
meat?
Have you got any meat there? She laughed at me, right? And then basically made out and then started to walk away as if it was the most unreasonable thing that I asked. And there was someone else who just turned up at that point. And I was like, what's going on here then with the meat? The shutters are down.
It?
She said it was too hot.
Too hot,
but they're fridges, aren't they?
But why have you put the shutters on the fridges?
Too hot, they said. They said that it was outside was too hot. And I was like, yeah, but inside is okay. And I wanted to say to her, do you know how a fridge works?
Right, because, like, I get...
The meat will be cool if it's in there.
Right, but you know me, I'm a spicy fox, aren't I? I get really hot all the time. Sometimes I will just walk into a supermarket just to cool off, because round those aisles, it's the coolest. It's the lovely, lovely temperature.
So
but last night, not no meat.
Well, I don't know what's going on. So I warn anyone... I don't want to cause a crisis here, but I do warn you.
Meat's
like,
running out.
The shutters are down. Apparently, it's too hot for the fridges.
The heat wave means no meat.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Did you get any in the end?
No meat. So I'll try again today, but it's going to be a rush, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Also, we talked about this off air, and I know you don't really want to bring it to on air, but do you feel a bit resentful that you're paying for everything tonight?
Right.
Right.
So. I sent a message out to two or three people saying, look, come over to mine, we'll have a little barbecue, watch some of the football. And to be honest, it's a nice way to spend any night at the moment.
Right.
Then obviously a couple of other people have heard about that and they've all obviously wanted to bring their relevant families and partners and stuff like that.
Everyone invites themselves.
So what am I catering for here? Do I have to buy the meat for everyone? Because that's what normally happens. I think if you're going along to a barbecue, you should bring what you want cooked
right.
on that barbecue with
yeah.
you.
Bring what you're going
to
eat.
I'll cook it. I'm willing to put the sort of graft in,
yep.
but you bring the meat.
Right. Like also, yeah, like...
Or the corn or whatever it is.
Whatever you want. But also, like, don't just eat my meat. Like, seriously, eat what you've paid for.
Yeah.
Because you're going to spend loads on this.
Yes, it's going to cost me a fortune.
Carl's been on, same in his local Waynesbury's. Beef curtains, down.
I should point out, I was ill yesterday, but I'd got better by the evening, and that's when I attempted shopping. Why? Scott
Mills. Yeah, a lot of people are having the same problem. A lot of meat out of stock right now. The curtains are down. Unbelievable. People are saying, just do what they do in South Africa. They call it bring and braai, which means basically you just... Like, it's saying, bring your own food and cook it yourself.
Well, like a bring and buy.
Like bring and buy.
So hello.
Or well, you...
bring and braai.
Yeah.
Very good.
Or you just go, like, here's a guy, Adam, saying, as a student, just subtly drop it into the message. Hey, barbecue at mine starts at six. £5 each for the food. Bring your own. Bruce.
Yeah.
It kind of
yeah.
works.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I saw this thing the other day, and I thought it'd be an amazing night out for us to go to. It was sort of near me. It was at a race course, weirdly enough, near me.
Okay.
Windsor race course. And I was like, oh my word, are they reforming and performing there? They're not, because it's not the real One Direction that I'm talking about that I thought were performing there.
Right.
It's like a tribute act. Only One Direction.
I love a tribute act.
And then it
I
got
do.
Me thinking, but One Direction have split up, so surely the tribute act should have split up in the meantime.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really living the life, then you should have split up as well.
And where does the line get drawn? And then I thought, well, that'd be a weird night out for us to go and do, but could be fun, because I guess if you're in the crowd for that, you have to kind of pretend that it's the real One Direction,
right.
don't you? We're all there to pretend.
What are they called? Only One Direction?
Only One Direction.
Okay, cool. Oh, you got some clips for me?
Yes, I wanted to show you an example of their work, so I thought I'd have a little look, see what they're like before we go to it.
Okay, so here's an introduction to them.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's come to the most important question of the night.
What question's that,
and
Sandy?
And that question
is...
deserves a scream.
A scream?
An answer.
Oh, yes.
And that question is, do we have any fans of One Direction?
Well, obviously, yes, we do have fans of One Direction in the audience.
So this is from another one of their gigs, but yeah, like, of course, big fans of One Direction, right?
But do they actually have One Direction? Well, obviously not.
One way or another!
Wow!
Let's go!
You are amazing! You guys can move! Right, Marla of the Emirates, make some noise if you're a fan of One Direction! Fantastic.
Now, is he actually Irish or is he just doing a Niall voice?
I don't know, because I don't know what they're like in real life, but all of these guys come out in this video and then they're sort of matching up with the characters, so they sort of look a little bit like the members of One Direction.
So this is a gig that they've done in Dubai?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but what I like about them, they don't just perform the One Direction stuff in a certain style. They pretend to be the people. They live their lives. They are Niall, Harry. They call themselves that.
But they're not.
Well, exactly.
Okay, let me hear this.
Right, for the last time in Dubai, let...
Right, no, that is not his voice. No real.
Not Niall.
Right, for the last time in Dubai, let me introduce you to the boys. Let's have a big cheer for Liam!
Give it up for Louis!
What about Niall?
Make some noise for Zayn!
Please give it up for Mr. Harry Styles!
It's not Harry Styles!
Harry Styles gets the biggest cheer as well, naturally.
But so they're actually pretending to be the band.
I mean, I know it's a tribute act, that's kind of the point, but my thing with this is, where's the line drawn? Like, you only have to go and pretend to perform their songs, right? Isn't that the point?
Yeah.
But they're talking on stage between each other as if they're the band.
I want to give a massive, massive cheer. I want to hear you all screaming for the house band in our back and see ya! They're incredible.
Okay, guys, let's crack on with the show. This next song is the lead song from our second album, and this is Live While We're Young.
Okay, that's not your lead song, babes, and it's not from your second album, just saying.
I love it. And the whole crowd are going along with this.
And live while we're young.
Did you enjoy that one?
It's great. Great. This next one is the second song from our third album, Midnight Memories. Now, we're going to need your participation, so we want to see your arms in the air, and we want to hear you singing along, because this next one is the story of my life.
No, but here's the thing. Do you think when they go off stage, do you still think they continue that in their head, where they still think they're the band?
That's what I would love to know.
Like, does Harry Styles go to bed at night thinking, I'm Harry Styles, even though not?
And
does it continue after the stage?
And everything in their life, you know, same diets.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah. Like, pretending to be on a private jet, but not.
Do they have to have babies when the real ones have babies? Like,
has Liam just split up with his girlfriend?
Scott Mills.
Tom Grennan and Barb Wire on BBC Radio 1. Obsessed with Tom Grennan's sass on Twitter at the moment. Airline lost his bag. Not happy.
He's doing well for himself, though. That always happens when they start doing well for themselves. The complaining really kicks in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, show me up and I'll show you up on social.
He actually sent a photo of something in the newspaper going, congratulations, airline. You are now in the paper. Where's my bag?
Oh.
Okay, so we want to do a game later this week with people that have just graduated from uni. A lot of people graduating at the moment, meaning that you are saying goodbye to your old life.
It's a very emotional time, Scott. I remember when I was graduating, it was like saying goodbye to old friends.
Yeah, old friends, goodbye to housemates.
Lovers.
Ex-lovers, people that you just saw for one night and never spoke to again. But you're saying goodbye to all those people. And we're thinking, there's stuff that a lot of people don't know. So we're saying, you might want to say something before you finish uni, like a final goodbye.
Yeah, maybe those little secrets, maybe that person that you might have got a bit closer to that you maybe shouldn't have. It's like, you're going to finish uni, you're going to graduate. We've just given you an opportunity to finish in some style here.
Yeah, a lot of people will be feeling quite emotional. Some people will be feeling really happy, but this is a chance to kind of make your mark. So knowing that you're now done at university, let the nation know your secrets from your time there. That's what we want. We want, like, graduation confessions. We want something that you haven't told anyone up till now.
Mm.
So we're looking for an honest student just to spill the beans a little bit.
Yeah, and we're going to turn it into a bit of a game. But I'm just thinking, like, I had so many of these stories which have since come out on this radio show. It's strangely liberating when I think about it.
What was the Sugar Babes one?
Well, like, the Sugar Babes one for me was I told a bar that I wanted, like, my Halls bar that I wanted to work for in a job interview to try and impress them that I'd actually got off with one of the Sugar Babes.
Yeah. I mean, it was its time, yeah.
Now, yeah, it was. But that never happened. And they only really found out that it never happened on this radio show. And there's several things like that.
But you kept that a secret till now.
Yeah, so we're just looking for someone who's up for a bit of fun, is up for being a bit honest about their time at uni.
Absolutely.
Scott Mills.
Oh, here come the good stories from university. Give us some more on 81199. Just a little secret that you may not have told your housemates or your friends at uni. And now you're leaving, you might as well just tell us.
Yeah, what you got to lose?
Bring Me the Horizon and Drown. This reminds me a little bit of when we did that freshers game, do you remember?
Yes.
When we spoke to freshers about what they were really getting up to during freshers week, but the thing that made it ultra awkward was that their mum or dad was on the line listening, and their mum or dad had to guess which one of three scenarios had actually happened to them at freshers week. In his quest to... Oh, this feels so wrong with the mum. In his quest to find love, did Ross A... receive his latest phone bill, which included £167 worth of calls to premium rate phone lines. B. You okay, Ross?
Yeah, just about hanging in.
B. Attempt to get a taxi all the way to Brighton University to visit his ex-girlfriend. Or C. hide under the covers next to the girl he spent the night with while she FaceTimed her family.
So, Alison, where do we begin? This is terrible.
Oh, no.
I mean, none of them are great.
No.
Should we start with the phone bill, then?
Yeah.
There's £167 worth of calls. Has he been in a similar situation before?
Not to that amount of money, no. Okay.
But he has. Excellent. All right. And then there's the...
He's got form on that.
The ex-girlfriend at Brighton.
Yeah, no, she is in Brighton.
And then obviously the C, which is in the bed with.
I'd be embarrassed if it was that one.
You would you?
Yeah.
Well, she was FaceTiming her family. Okay, A, B or C, Alison?
I'm going to go for C.
What's making you think that?
I could just see him doing that.
What can you see him doing?
Hiding.
Okay, good.
And I can see his little face under the covers. Yes!
Oh, that was so good. I love that. We need to do that again during Freshers Week. We're planning on a similar game, but for people that graduated, so let us know. 81199. Might get your friend involved instead of your mum or dad this time.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Coming up, Florence the Machine. First, here's Tom in Toowoomba, Australia. G'day.
G'day.
G'day, mate. Truth. Far out. How are you going?
Far out. How's it going? How are you going?
Truth, mate. You know, I'm really good. I just had a barbecue with, my friends in Australia. Really, really good. And now I believe that Chris is trying to plan some barbecue ideas. And
I'm doing a barbecue tonight.
Okay.
You're right, Tom.
Also, you've just slipped out of your Australian accent. You're not from Australia at all, are you?
Not at all, mate. Not at all.
Right, no, but you are there.
I am here. Yeah. Do you want me to prove it?
Yeah.
I'm upside down. Bit jet lag.
Oh, wow.
And
all the stereotypes.
Rumble. Yeah.
And is the water going around the plug hole a different way? Ho!
Yeah.
Anyway, hello, Queensland. I love Australian place names like Wollongong.
I know you do. Mills, I've seen your Twitter, mate. You're always in Australia, like every other day, mate.
Well, no, in my head I am. I've never actually... Well, I've been there once, but I want to go there more. Well, why are you there?
Because I'm marrying an Australian. And can I just quickly shout out to Chris, who got engaged recently. Yeah. Congratulations to Chris, by the way. Sorry, I forgot.
Oh, to me?
The one here?
Do you mean me?
Yeah.
Oh, cheers, Tom.
Yeah,
that's really kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, nice one.
Yeah.
Atch a ring on it.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. Yeah. And whilst we're at it then, so you're saying you've got a tip for the barbecue tonight. I'm doing a barbecue.
Mate, I'm like the English barbecue expert down under right now.
You need to be, because they love a barbie.
Mate, my learning curve has been steep.
And what's the one bit of advice then, Tom?
All right. Okay, first, like, I have two pieces of advice. One, keep it simple.
Yep.
Buy good quality meat. Right. Okay, mm-hmm. But little. Don't go overboard with the meat because people don't eat a lot. Okay,
yeah, true.
So buy like two nice sirloin steaks for say like five or six people, sure. And make a big nice salad. Right. And then
salad's the token.
Here's
sort
the thing:
salad.
He's getting more annoyed because between you and me, more and more people are inviting him to his to the barbecue all the time. There's some more people. Are
I know
just inviting
two more.
Themselves.
Two more. Just got a message about two more there. Nah. But you can't say no, can you? Can't just say like, right? No, you can't come.
Dude, it's so easy. It's so easy. Get a bit of meat. Okay, make a massive salad, which is really cheap.
Yeah, salad.
I've done another barbecue.
Yeah. Also, are you having a pav?
I feel like I'm like doing a Matt Edmondson save money
expert. Well, right no, now, no, you're talking about sirloin steak. Yeah. We're not saving any money here, babe. Are you having a pav after?
Well, we have some cold ones, mate.
Pavlova. Yeah. Okay, right. Here's what Chris has got for you today.
This is a tune, right, Tom? You can have my banger choice today. This is Martin Solvig. Hello.
Hello. Saying hello.
Exactly. So you can have my hello. Choice. Or, Scott, what have you got?
I've got this.
Laugh.
Kesha, TikTok. Those are your choices.
Well, your producer told me to like take my time and decide on a decision. But it's pretty simple.
Yeah, take your time.
It's pretty simple. Okay. I'm just watching some Wimbledon.
Oh,
he's
Tom,
serving.
Come on. Who would you like, mate?
He's hit the net. Okay. Quite simply, it's Chris's choice.
Oh, yeah.
Scott, you picked a horrible one. Street mate, good day. Have a splendid day. Enjoy the sunshine. Put some sunscreen on.
Okay,
cheers.
Good. All
love,
right.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Off to the good room with you.
I'm Riyadh.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast for you.
And I'm not sure what we can actually say without getting fired.
Unexpected Fluids.
Well, what we can say is that it's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed.
Embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways. We're not here to judge.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Oh! I had to wipe my nose with a pair of his burgundy wipers.
One. It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
Martin Solvig with Hello on BBC Radio 1, saying hello.
Hi, hello, I'm Martin Solvig.
Hello, I'm Martin Solvig. That's annoying because I was looking forward to Kesha and brushing my teeth with a bottle of Jack. But it wasn't to be. Good afternoon, Jack, who says, Jack in Bristol, says, what do you say about the callers when the songs are on? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. What do you mean? He was perfectly fine. I've just checked the time in Tumbawamba. It is 10 to midnight, so I think he might have a couple of beers by the bar, eh? One.
Scott Mills.
Do you want some clues to the football anthems at 3:30? Don't worry, by the way, if you're in Wales or Scotland or Northern Ireland, they're still banging tunes.
World Cup party.
Right. So, here's some clues. And...
Oh, this is amazing. Do more. Do the one.
This one.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
That is Why Don't We and Hooked on BBC Radio 1. Jonah, Corbin, Daniel, Jack, Zachary from America. Every time I hear those names like that, I'm just like, oh, I wish I was born American so I could have a better name.
I just wasn't sure what you were naming there for a second. I heard Corbin. I was like, what's going on here?
Members of the band. Imagine that. I could have been like, Corbin Mills on Radio 1. So much better. Zach Mills. Brilliant name.
Mm.
That is Why Don't We? Elizabeth is a massive fan of them. She's like, oh my God, Why Don't We music on BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Jade.
Hi, Scott.
So you're pregnant?
Yes.
Like, really pregnant?
Yes, technically today is my due date.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
It's coming home.
Thank you.
It's coming home. So tell us how you're preparing for the baby.
Well, I was in at the hospital today and they have decided that tomorrow she is being induced, so she will be popping out tomorrow.
Okay.
I have been, you know, massively panic packing a hospital bag.
Yeah.
And making sure I have the Radio 1 app on my phone so that I don't go demented in the hospital all day.
Right. So the first things you thought of, and I love you for this, by the way, were one, about to be induced, so hospital bag and BBC iPlayer radio app.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be stuck in there all day.
Yeah,
true. And hospital radio is not good.
No.
I need something, you know, good on the music to get me through what is going to be probably quite painful.
Okay, yeah, and we'll be there. Like, you could be giving birth during this show.
That would be amazing.
True, I could.
Who's the ring?
Whose show are you hoping to land on?
I don't know. I'm going in at 7 a.m. So I was hoping as soon as possible, to be fair,
and that it
wasn't going to drag out too long.
Okay, so ideally during Nick Grimshaw.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah.
And how are we doing with names?
So that's probably unlikely.
Do you know names, or are you just going to wait to hear who's on the radio and then go from there?
Well, maybe. We know that it's a girl, but names are still a bit up in the air.
Clara.
That's a good suggestion.
Right,
it can go on the list.
She might be on, you know. Oh, do you know what, right? I often think about all the days I've been on air on Radio 1. It's been quite a while now, right?
Mm.
And all the hours, right?
It has been a while.
Mm. Like, longer than you think. Mm. And all of the things that people have been doing during those hours.
Well, yeah, and the quantities of those things that people must have been doing.
Like, washing up, driving tests, bus rides.
Oh, mate.
It's the next.
Everything. Sorts. Like, it's all happened
while I've been on,
and you've been in the background of it.
And this is happening again.
Jade. I was watching this a TV show a while ago, and you were on in the background. And it was it's quite a while ago, but it was a load of like red coats in Butlins or so. It was somewhere like that.
It was
and
the
you
show,
were on in the radio in the background.
It was that great show that we used to watch called Red Coats.
Red Coats,
which was about people at holiday camp.
But this is what I mean. It's you know we're on in the background of things, and that's a huge honour, and it'll be a huge honour to be part of your day tomorrow.
It really will, Jade. Sometimes you sit in this box and you just don't realise what's going on. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she'd gone. Sorry, sorry if I'm boring you. Listen, good luck tomorrow.
Good luck, Jade.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, love you. Bye.
Bye.
If you get bored, give us a ring.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Lily, how can I help?
Hiya. Hi, Chris and Scott. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good. Are you right?
Yeah, good, thanks. Just having a little debate in the car coming back from work with my sister, and she's got a bit of a theory that you people don't actually like each other.
Your sister's got a theory that what? We don't like each other?
That you don't actually like each other, yeah.
Well, okay, based on what?
Well, she just thinks that you get on pretty well together on the radio. She just thinks there might be a secret hatred behind scenes. She feels like you not being invited to Chris's barbecue tonight just might be.
Yeah,
that's quite normal.
Facts are showing. Yeah, this does happen with like, especially like double acts and things, don't they? They actually all hate each other.
I think that about Holly and Phil as well. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll leave the microphones on, right, for the next song, and then you can hear what actually goes on. Yeah.
Yeah, that would prove everything and set a good argument as well.
All right, cool. Say hi to your sister. She'll find out in the next 3 minutes.
Hello.
Anyway. All right, love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.